Hey, this is Katie Neal from Nash FM at 94.7. You're about to hear exclusive audio from our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, just head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage from the heart of New York City. Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming out to Stage 17 tonight. Who has never been to Stage 17 before? Ooh, lots of new faces.
My first time.
Who has never seen Kane Brown live before? Ooh, all right. So you're in for a good night then. I'm Katie Neal from Nash FM 94.7. Woo, thank you. This is Mr. Jesse Addy.
Hello, everyone. We are so happy, of course, to bring country music back to New York and New Jersey. We're incredibly excited about Stage 17. And tonight, live on the interwebs at NashFM947.com. Everybody wave. It's 360.
Yeah, we're live streaming
everybody
right now
around the world that's watching right now.
A little bit later tonight, we are actually going to take questions from all of you here and then anyone watching on the stream. If you tag us on Twitter at NashFM947NY and use the hashtag Kane947, we'll use your questions later and we'll actually ask them to Kane and he will answer them for you.
It's one of the stories of the road less traveled is now a little more traveled. There are so many different ways for your dreams to come true. And it can start in a bedroom with a cell phone and some videos going viral. That's what it did for this next performer at Stage 17, to a huge record contract on RCA Records Nashville, to a self-titled album, to an ACM nomination, all the way to tomorrow night, CMT Awards up for Breakthrough Video of the Year and playing for just you.
Right
and
here.
Everyone else in the world at NashFM947.com. Kane Brown is here.
Woo!
How y'all doing? I just want to say thank y'all for coming out. And this first song we're going to play is called Pull It Off. It could be a black dress, high heels, ripped up, torn up, lucky jeans, all the covers in the morning, her boy shorts and my favorite tee, unbuttoned flannel laying on the floor, lingerie hanging out the back of the door, I swear, it don't matter what it is, she puts it on like it was made for her, the kind of thing you can't teach or learn. She puts it on a Friday night. Everything she does just right. It won't take long, dear, can't say no. She walks in, she's gonna steal the show. She puts it on and on and on and on, 'cause she knows she can pull it off.
I like that shirt, by the way.
She wears my flat bill way better than me. Got me wanting everything underneath those blue eyes. Looking back at me, looks like that can change everything, I swear. She puts it on like it was made for her. The kind of thing you can't teach or learn. She puts it on a Friday night. Everything she does just right. It won't take long, dear, can't say no. She walks in, she's gonna steal the show. She puts it on and on and on and on, 'cause she knows she can pull it off. Unbuttoned flannel laying on the floor, lingerie hanging off the back of the door, I swear, it don't matter what it is, she puts it on like it was made for her, the kind of thing you can't teach or learn. She puts it on a Friday night. Everything she does it right. It won't take long, dear, you can't say no. She walks in, she's gonna steal the show. She puts it on and on and on and on, 'cause she knows she can pull it off. cause she knows she can pull it off. Thank y'all. So I'm from a small town called Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia, and just to kind of give y'all a background, I grew up in a rough life growing up. We didn't have a lot of money growing up, so I used to live in a car with my mom for a little while. I went through child abuse, I went through racism, I went through being bullied, and I know we got people fighting overseas for us right now, and it doesn't matter what color you are, black, blue, green, red, yellow, and people, they're still gonna watch each other's back, and I know they're still, you know, a lot of things going on in the world, so that's why I wrote this song, and a lot of my fans relate to this song. They told me it gets them through a lot of things, and hopefully if y'all have never heard this, y'all can relate to it. This is called Learning. When I was 6 years old, I kinda wet the bed. My stepdad came in and nearly beat me to death. All bruised and broken, I was lonely and scared. My mom, she was working, there was nobody there. My nana showed up, she was super protective. Had a tear in her eye, she saw how I was neglected. The crazy part about it, she's a straight up detective. But you never would have guessed it, how she cook you a breakfast. 3 weeks later, she had him locked in the cell. Now I'm 7 years old with a story to tell. Singing, I'm gonna let it go. Forgiveness is something we gotta know. Cause if you hold on forever, it'll hurt your soul. That's why I'm learning how to let it go. That's why I'm learning how to let it go. Now middle school's here, a new chapter in life. New stepdad too, made my mama his wife. Got new problems now, like trying to fit in, getting looked down on just because of your skin. It's bad enough, I can't afford them clothes. Got high waters on, with holes in my soul. Now that's the type of stuff to put a hole in your soul. But I'm gonna let it go. Forgiveness is something we gotta know. Cause if you hold on forever, it'll hurt your soul. That's why I'm learning how to let it go. That's why I'm learning how to let it go. I'm grown up now. I learned enough for a song. Still got some friends, but most of them gone. Overdoses, or killed by a gun. Breaking into houses, life on the run. Did it for his kid, now he won't be around. Guess the little one's gonna be just like me now. You're carrying the bitterness around on your shoulders. Just remember what I told you. Sing! I'm gonna let it go. Forgiveness is something we gotta know. Counts if you hold on forever, it'll hurt your soul. That's why I'm learning how to let it go. That's why I'm learning how to let it go. I'm learning how to let it go. Yeah. So I got a question. We got any 90s babies in here at all? Yeah. So I don't know really where I was going with this. Anyway, this is, some of my 90s babies understand what I'm talking about though on this song. This is called Rock Stars. Yeah, that was a fail. I'm sorry. take a job just to sing along to every word of them Rolling Stones. Stacy's mom had it going on, lived three doors down. I can see her now. Her daughter had a heart that was wild and free. If you blink 182, then you'd miss me and her. Every verse had a story. Yeah, them pocket lighter nights lit up our days of glory. Back when the air guitars were the only sound, and you'd strum the chords and I'd put the pedal down. Two-man dash, four-band rolling through this town. I had that rear-view Chevy to the kick drum beat, leaning west coast deep in the bucket seats. All I ever wanted was right there in that car. Back when we were rock stars. Yeah, back when we were rock stars. Nothing like freedom, two windows down. You singing along, still here now. Way too loud and sometimes off key, but you sounding like an angel to me. You'd make fun of how I threw my hair and threw my fingers up in the air. Thought I was Kurt Cobain or Jimmy Page. You was sightsee center stage back when the air guitars were the only sound. You strum the chords and I put the pedal down. Two-man dash, four-band rolling through this town. I had that rear-view Chevy to the kick drum beat, leaning west coast deep in the bucket seats. All I ever wanted was right there in that car. Back when we were rock stars. Yeah, back when we were rock stars. We never ended up on MTV or heard our voices on a CD. But in your eyes and in my arms, we were each other's rock stars. Back when the air guitars were the only sound, you strum the chords and I put the pedal down. Two-man dash, four-band rolling through this town. I had that rear-view shaking to the kick drum beat, leaning west coast deep in the bucket seats. All I ever wanted was right there in that car. Back when we were rock stars. Yeah, back when we were rock stars. Back when we were rock stars. You and me were rock stars. Oh yeah.
Stage 17, keep it going for Kane Brown. Woo! Oh man, it's killing it. Thanks everybody watching at NashFM947.com. More questions coming up for Kane, hashtag Kane947. So you have one of the most unique stories of starting out and how you got into the industry. You know, one of the things you talked about, your first goal was just to get on American Idol. And you and your mom had like American Idol boot camp where she would judge you. Yeah. What are the, like, she would play one of the judges. What are, like, would she get really harsh? Like, what are some of the comments that your mom would give you?
She's my mom. She's sweet. It was more me being mean. I was always Simon. So you
would go after her.
Yeah, and then I'd usually go to bed after that because she'd be like, go to your room. But
you're in time out, Kane.
Yeah, it was fun, though. We used to do that. That was, like, my bedtime lullabies, pretty much.
Yeah. So you're, like, the poster child for, like, internet sensation, gone viral, now you have a record deal and a new album out. And what advice do you give to kids or like struggling artists who are trying to forge the same path that you did?
Don't listen to critics, never quit, and you know, just stay focused and stay positive. If you believe you can do it, then you can.
That is very good advice. So the first cover that you did that went viral basically overnight was a Lee Bryce cover. And do you ever, or like how often do you go back and watch that video?
Only if they pop up on my memories on Facebook.
So like once every year. Yeah. Around the same time.
Yeah. I don't know. I used to do it all the time just because you honestly forget which covers that you did. So we'll always try and come up with a cover and we're like, dude, we've done over 150. Like we're running out of songs. So Yeah, it's just if they pop up on my memory, that's when I rewatch them.
That last time I saw you was out in Vegas for the ACMs, and tomorrow night, CMT Awards. Congratulations on the nomination. Breakthrough Video of the Year. How long did it take, or maybe it's still going on, for you not to get starstruck around all these country stars that you know grew up listening to?
Excuse me. honestly, I love everybody in country music. I didn't really get starstruck by anybody except for Jake Owen. Like it was weird because like I love Jake Owen, but he was the last person I think that I got starstruck by. But we were in Vegas, and they're like, we're having dinner with Jake Owen. I was like, cool. And I walked in the room, and it was like, I don't know. I was just like, oh, it's Jake Owen's across the table from me. And I'm eating.
It was magic. Was it magic?
I don't know. I don't want to say it was magic, but yeah.
Well, I saw you at a Jake Owen show here in the city at Madison Square Park, and one of the things I saw is that you were just kind of watching Jake. And you know, learning and taking it all in, and now you're on your second big tour with Jason Aldean. What is maybe a little bit different, or what are you learning from being on a different tour?
Honestly, man, we've came such a long way. Like last year with FGL, we didn't really have any production. we added Jimmy to the band, which he's helped us a lot. And
Jimmy?
Go Jimmy! Yeah, and Jason just. Jason's just cool. It's cool from going and seeing FGL to their like party, like get the crowd pumped, and then you go to Jason and he's just like he's still getting the crowd pumped, but it's rock star. It's like a rock status. So it's cool just seeing the different ones and just trying to put both of mine together. I feel like sometimes I can be the rocking and sometimes I can be the party. So if you put them together, I don't know. Get Kane Brown. Yeah.
It works.
Yeah. Speaking of the Aldean tour, so Chris Young like has always been you're a fan of Chris Young, and you actually did a cover of his and won a talent show when you were in high school. So is it surreal for you to now be like on side stage like when Chris is out playing on the tour?
Yeah, it's awesome actually. And we've wrote a couple songs together. We haven't wrote on tour yet, but I'm sure we will. And it's cool to just like, you know, I grew up singing his songs. So just to be side stage and I'm blaring and nobody can hear me. I'm singing every song. It's awesome. He's got one of the best voices, so it's awesome being on tour with him.
It's a very cool story. Well, I think you're gonna play some more songs for us now.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, sounds good. Give it up, Kane Brown.
So this next song, we got any relationships in here? Any couples? There we go. I'm gonna dedicate this to y'all. This is called Better Place.
Baby, if your dream is 40 acres and a house, porch going all the way around, I'm gonna buy it. Or if you'd rather see city lights and a crowd, I'm gonna move you uptown. It don't matter to me. Nah, don't, girl. Baby, I can see me living anywhere with you. So, till the sky falls and the good Lord calls us up, you're the only girl I wanna love. Till I'm pushing up daisies, wanna stare into your green eyes, baby. Till we're in a hand walking down them streets of gold, 6 feet below, you know. I'm gonna make your world a better place, till we're both in a better place. If all you wanna wear is faded blue jeans and a tee, well, baby, that's fine with me. You look good in anything. Oh, but girl, I swear, if you wanna hit the town in a dress, turn a few heads, I ain't gonna stop you, baby, I got you. Oh, till the sky falls and the good Lord calls us up, you're the only girl I wanna love. Till I'm pushing up daisies, wanna stare into your green eyes, baby. Till we're in a hand walking down them streets of gold, 6 feet below, you know. I'm gonna make your world a better place, till we're both in a better place. Every every night, every day, oh my, everything till we fade away. Until the sky falls and the good Lord calls us up, you're the only girl I wanna love. Till I'm pushing up daisies, wanna stare into your green eyes, baby. Till we're hand in hand walking down them streets of gold, 6 feet below, you know I'm gonna make your world a better place. Until we're both in a better place.
That was awful. Thank y'all. So, like I said, or like he was saying, we got discovered off doing covers on Facebook, so we got two covers for y'all. Do we have any Randy Travis fans in here? Heck yeah, she's a Randy Travis fan. Hey, don't be ashamed. That was awesome.
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw a stop sign. And 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left a harvest, a home and 80 acres, the faith and love of growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. That preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land? As he laid that blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. And that's the story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
Hey, y'all. All right, we got any Alan Jackson fans in here? All right, we're going to turn this into karaoke. Y'all ready? Come on. I need y'all to sing it with me.
Woo!
Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. We laid over on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. Thought about living and a little about love. Yeah, I fogged up the windows of my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. Dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. Thought about living and a little about love.
Y'all ready? Y'all about to sing? Come on.
Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. It gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. We laid over on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught.
Y'all ready?
Yeah. Got a little crazy, but we never got caught.
We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Woo! Yeah.
Give it up for Kane Brown. Here at Stage 17 live and live on NashFM947.com right now. So we're going to do some questions from Twitter real quick.
The internets have been blown up, just so you know.
So Debbie Schmidt would like to know, Kane, if you could master any instrument besides the guitar, what would it be?
A saxophone.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You mean the sexophone?
Jesse.
But this is not going to be a good one to follow up with. From Tiern16, what is your favorite tattoo you have and how many more do you think you want to get?
Well, I'm going to be covered eventually. So... my favorite tattoo is probably, I don't know. I like my rose and I like my wolf. So I'll say
both
of these.
Great ones.
How long have you had those?
These are my newest ones, so that's probably why they're my favorite.
Yeah, makes sense.
They're not faded yet.
All right, so Ramona Moreno, sorry if I butchered that. What's your biggest accomplishment and what is the best part of having such a supportive fan base who love you unconditionally? What is your biggest accomplishment? And she wants to know, what's the best part of having such a supportive fan base?
The best part about having a supportive fan base is they're very supportive.
They love you.
Unconditionally.
Yeah. No, like for real.
We all love you.
I put stuff on Facebook and they're there and it's like, it's awesome just knowing that they have my back. And sorry, you're going to have to repeat the first part.
The first one is, what is your biggest accomplishment?
Biggest accomplishment hasn't happened yet.
Can you tell us what you want it to be?
I want a number one at radio, but... I don't know. I think my biggest accomplishment is honestly just, you know... I don't know, on tour with Jason Aldean and Florida Georgia Line.
Performing here at Stage 17.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I don't know if that was cheesy or not.
No, it's not at all. We love it.
Say it loud and slow. And then, no.
Yeah.
This is from Jessica, who says she's from your hometown. Does everyone in Fort Oglethorpe know each other? Do you know Jessica?
Yeah, I know Jessica.
Yeah. she says, do you have any plans on touring outside of America to spread the Kane Brown love?
I mean, I'd love to. I don't know if anybody's gonna show up, but yeah, I would love to though. I mean, I would like to go to Europe.
It's ironic that somebody from your hometown would ask a question if you're leaving the country. That's weird. Well,
Fort Oglethorpe is the fourth most boring city in Georgia. Literally, that got voted. So
it's on a list somewhere.
It's like we gotta go play out of the country. We got the fourth most boring city in Georgia. We gotta go.
So Barina 0813 would like to know, what other musician, living or dead, would you have loved to work with, or would love to work with still?
I'm probably gonna say Elvis.
That's a great one.
Yeah, thank you very much. He just I don't know. I think it'd be cool to just sit by him.
Yeah. I'm trying to imagine like both of your voices on the same stage. Yeah. That would just be too much almost.
I'd probably just listen, honestly.
Thank you, everybody that asked questions via Twitter. You can still tweet Kane947. We'll ask some more later, maybe after you're off stage as well.
Cool.
I do, and I don't like to play favorites, but I do have a favorite song on the album.
Uh-oh.
It's called Thunder in the Rain.
Uh-oh.
Is there any way that maybe we could play that?
We're not playing it today.
Okay.
No, I didn't make the list. All right, make some noise for Kane Brown.
So this next song is called Thunder in the Rain.
Hear the rumble in your chest, feel the wind coming off your breath. Your curves ain't slowing me down, ain't nothing gonna stop us now. You're fire, I'm lightning, we're burning at the core. Falling and crashing, girl, we're the perfect storm. Every time our hearts collide, I can feel love come to life. It's the same, baby, we're like thunder in the rain. Twisted, tangled, like a hurricane. We shake these walls like an earthquake. Hear the rumble in your chest, feel the wind coming off your breath away. Calling out my name makes me hard to contain. You're fire, I'm lightning, we're burning at the core.
I can't do it right now.
Every time our hearts collide, I can feel love come to life. It's the same, baby, we're like thunder in the rain. We're like thunder in the rain. You're fire, I'm lightning, we're burning at the core. Falling and crashing, girl, we're the perfect storm.
Y'all gotta help me out with this one, come on.
You're fire, I'm lightning, we're falling and crashing, girl. Every time our hearts collide, I can feel love come to life. It's the same, baby, we're like thunder in the rain. We're like thunder in the rain.
So I got to make an apology to my band. That's what happens when you don't rehearse with your band and you don't know what key it's in before you start playing. So, I apologize. Did y'all have fun though today, rehearsing?
I'll take the blame for that one.
All right. Okay, so this next song really means a lot to me. It's like one of my favorites off the album. So like I said, I'm from Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. My papa owned this store down in Rossville, Georgia, called the Cold Spot, and it was The only store, it was before Walmarts and Targets were built. There wasn't an interstate, so he always had the fastest store, and he sold everything from crickets, worms, minnows. I'll say ooh. RC Moon Pies, RC Colas and Moon Pies, and he sponsored a softball team. That's where I learned how to play baseball. And then the interstate was built. Targets and Walmarts were built, so it just kind of killed his store. But I remember that's where I always hung out, and the day I finished this song, because I had it in my songbook for a while, the day I finished it, he ended up passing away, and it made this song mean so much more to me. So hopefully some of y'all have some cold spots in y'all's life that y'all made memories at. Not an actual cold spot, but you know what I mean. And yeah, this is called The Cold Spot.
A cement building, white cinder blocks, in faded red letters, the sign read Cold Spot. He worked behind the counter, to them he wasn't no man. When my world was crumbling, my grandpa gave me his hand. It was crickets, minnows, and kerosene, RC moon pies, and a softball team. Learned about life, learned about girls, learned about living in this cold, cruel world. It's where you bought your tack for your white-tailed deer, where the Southern Baptists bought the most beer. A hole in the wall with holes in the wall, from behind this counter you saw it all at the Cold Spot. It was cool in July, warm in December. If I live 100 years, I'll always remember the song and the hum to that old ceiling fan, and his North Georgia voice saying, "Buddy, you can." I'm just a kid trying to make a name. I am who I am because he raised Cain, selling crickets and meadows and kerosene, RC moon pies and a softball team. Learned about life, learned about girls, learned about living in this cold, cruel world. It's where you bought your tack for your white-tailed deer, where the Southern Baptists bought the most beer. A hole in the wall with holes in the wall, from behind this counter you saw it all at the Cold Spot. Oh yeah, at the Cold Spot. It was crickets, meadows, and kerosene, RC moon pies, and a softball team. Learned about life, learned about girls, learned about living in this cold, cruel world. It was heaven on earth when my world was hell, and the big stores came and the business fell. But all my memories are alive and well at the Cold Spot. Oh yeah, at the Cold Spot. Just take me back to the Cold Spot.
Thank you. All right. Okay, so I don't have Lauren here with me today, so y'all are gonna have to help me sing this part. But this is my new single out the radio. Like I said, y'all gotta help me sing it. Y'all ready? This is called What Ifs.
One, two, three, four. say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes out? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear you, girl, I feel you, girl, but not so fast. For you make your mind up, I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools playing some game? Yeah, what if I just pulled you close? What if I lean in and the stars line up and it's our? What if one of these days, baby, I go and change your name? What if I loved all these what ifs away? What if the sky falls, or the sun stops burning? We could worry about them what ifs till the world stops turning, or I could kiss you. What if you liked it? Well, we ain't never gonna know unless we try it. What if I was made for you? You were made for me. What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools playing some game? Yeah, what if I just pulled you close? What if I lean in and the stars line up and it's our? What if one of these days, baby, I go and change your name? What if I loved all these what ifs away? Oh, yeah. You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? Damn. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools playing some game? Yeah, what if I just pulled you close? What if I lean in and the stars line up and it's our? What if one of these days, baby, I go and change your name? What if I loved all these what ifs away? Away.
Yeah. Stage 17, keep it going for Kane Brown. We are loving that song on Nash FM 94.7. We actually looked up the stats, like the odds of somebody becoming a movie star, like 1 in 1.5 million. The odds of like being a YouTube star, 1 150,000. The odds of two people being in a middle school choir together and then being on the radio are like off the charts. Were you guys just giggling the whole time you were doing that song in the video? Like, is this real? What is happening?
Nah, it was, yeah. Lauren, like, it was, I've always wanted to do a song with her, and then I called her after I wrote that and was like, will you come sing, like, background vocals? And, excuse me. And she ended up coming in. She was about to go to a hot boxing class, so she came in out in her workout gear, like yoga pants, a tank top. She went in and just slayed the song, so we were lucky enough to keep her on it. And she just amplified it by like 15 with her huge vocals. So.
You know what's funny is that Rascal Flatts was here a couple weeks ago, and they said the same thing, that when Lauren came in to cut a track with them, she was on her way to a workout class, and she stopped in beforehand. So I'm going to have to ask her about that the next time I see her. She just like casually stops in. So thank you so much for coming out today and playing songs for us. This has been incredible for everyone here
everybody.
And everyone
awesome.
Who tuned in at NashFM947.com. And now you played Jesse's favorite song. So before you go, will you play my favorite song? Used to Love You Sober?
Of course.
Thank you.
Life was great wouldn't have changed a thing. I had it all, but with you I had more. But out of nowhere, out of the blue, our love turned into a war. Now you're gone, you moved on, and I hate the way I'm feeling. Now the only way I know that I can get you off my mind, to keep a bottle so close, try to leave it all behind. And I couldn't get enough, girl, I'm drowning drunk in love. I used to think you'd never say it's over, I used to love you sober. I'm on the floor, cursing at the door, broken hearted with a pounding head. And I know I gotta let you go, so the liquor helps me forget your name, your face, this pain I can't erase. Now the only way I know that I can get you off my mind, to keep a bottle so close, try to leave it all behind. And I couldn't get enough, girl, I'm drowning drunk in love. I used to think you'd never say it's over, I used to love you sober, I used to love you sober. Now you're gone, you moved on, and I hate the way I'm feeling. Now the only way I know that I can get you off my mind, to keep a bottle so close, try to leave it all behind. And I couldn't get enough, girl, I'm drowning drunk in love. I used to think you I used to love you sober. I used to love you sober.
Thank you.
Kane Brown, thank you so much. Stage 17. Keep it going. Get the new album, Kane Brown 2. Let's jump up here, Katie Neal. Thank you so much, everybody watching on the stream as well, NashFM947.com. You all going to go look for yourself later?
Yeah, you can rewatch it. And make sure if anybody here took pictures tonight, when you post that, tag us and use the hashtag Kane947 also.
Now, here's the thing. All of you here at Stage 17 get to meet Kane Brown.
Yeah!
All of you watching at home get to watch it again.
Yes, as many times as you want.
At NashFM947.com. So here's the deal. Kane's got to go to Nashville. He's got CMT Awards tomorrow night, so he's got places to be. So we're going to make sure everybody gets a picture. We've got a high-quality camera, so we're going to take the photos. No selfies or anything like that. And it'll be the best picture you have on Facebook, and you'll break a record for likes. It'll be good. Okay? Thank you so much, Katie Neal.
Yep. Thank you all for coming out. Like we said, the girls in the back.
I'm Jesse Addy. Thanks for coming out. Make sure you listen to NashFM947. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head on over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.
Hello, my name's Hayden Prowse.
I'm Julian Rubinstein.
And we're in no way biased in saying that you should listen to News Roast, which is our podcast.
It's a podcast that we did after making our BBC show, The Revolution Will Be Televised, where we explore political, satirical issues with the likes of Ramesh Ranganathan, Lily Allen, Adam Buxton, to name a few.
That's right. Get it now on your podcast app.